A study from Johns Hopkins Medical Center reported that the number of suicides by gun in Connecticut decreased sharply after that state implemented a law requiring background checks before handgun purchases, while suicides by gun greatly increased in Missouri when a similar law was repealed in that state. Daniel Webster, the study's author, said that contrary to popular belief, suicidal thoughts are often transient, which is why delaying access to a firearm during a period of crisis could prevent suicides, unquote. It turns out that many of the risk factors that disqualify someone from legal gun ownership, such as domestic violence, a history of committing violent crimes, substance abuse, mental illness, and adolescence, are also risk factors for suicide. Two-thirds of all gun deaths are suicides, and while women attempt suicide more frequently than men, more men successfully kill themselves because their choice of death is by firearm.